Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, it is time for WITConnect 2018, brought to you by Fujiyama Wealth Management. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back live at WITConnect 2018. I'm your host, Katie Galley. We are broadcasting in downtown Atlanta at the beautiful Georgia Aquarium. And I am joined right now by Madison Kinney with RoboChicks. And she was actually one of the first people I interviewed last year at WITConnect 2017. So how are you doing, Madison? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So what's been going on with RoboChicks lately?
So first of all, we made it to the same competition again.
Good job.
Yeah.
And what competition is that?
That would be First Tech Challenge.
Okay.
Which is a land robot. We also compete in underwater robotics, which is called Sea Perch. And so far, a little update from what we have done last year is we have increased our outreach numbers. So
good.
We have logged over 150 hours in 2017, and we reached out to over 40,000 people.
Wow. And so outreach, what is outreach numbers? How do you calculate that? What does that mean?
So basically, we just go to events and share robotics with as many people as we can, and maybe even recruit team members, share opportunities like WITConnect and WIT events like this.
Okay. Well, that's pretty awesome that you guys, your numbers have grown so much, and you get to be a present at an event like this. So how did you guys get involved with WIT?
I actually got involved with WIT when I was around 10 years old. And it just grew to getting to know people and getting to know people at these types of events. So eventually they just heard of our team and said, hey, do you want to come do some outreach with us? We would love to have you here, to have an all-girl team here. And we were like, sure, we would love to grow our numbers, get our name out there and stuff like that.
That's really cool. And so what do you guys at RoboChicks do?
So we build, program CAD robots for our competition, whether it be underwater robotics for Sea Perch, or whether it be for our FTC robot, which has to fit in an 18-inch cube.
Wow. So how do you learn to make these things and, I mean, get involved with robotics?
I got involved when I was 8 years old, but as far as learning how to build it and getting used to it,
yeah,
it's mostly trial and error.
Okay.
So if you build something one way, you have to first CAD it out on computer animated design, and then you can build it in real life.
Okay.
So by doing it in the computer, it saves you a lot of time, money, that way you aren't wasting parts. But it also teaches you a very good skill to have in the actual workforce, and that's basically what robotics always is teaching you something that you can use in real life.
Right. And so, I mean, you're learning these invaluable skills, which is incredible. And how old are you? What grade are you in?
I am 14 in 10th grade, and I'm also taking dual enrollment classes at Gwinnett Tech.
Of course you are. Because why not?
Of course.
So you are you on pace to maybe graduate high school early, or are you doing this dual enrollment and just in preparation to go to college? I mean, what do next steps look like for you?
I actually do not want to graduate early. That way,
okay,
I can get as much free college in as I can.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I also plan to get my associates in mechanical engineering by the time I graduate with a high school diploma.
Okay.
That way that can apply to my mechatronics engineering degree, which is a combination of mechanical engineering, computer science, and electrical engineering.
Wow. And so you have a passion for those three things, and then they kind of come together in mechatronics.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And so how did you decide on mechatronics? Did you feel called to these three areas, and then you just kind of found mechatronics? Or, I mean, how did you find it?
It's actually a funny story. I was at one of our competitions, and I was like 9, 10 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And this guy came over. He was a judge. And I asked him, well, what do you do? What do you major in? And he said, mechatronics engineering. And I was like, what is that? And he explained to me, and I was like, I went over to my mom and said, I want to be a mechatronics engineer. And she was like, what is that? It sounds expensive. And eventually it just came to me looking up all the types of stuff that I could do, what I could do to prepare myself for that. And robotics was one of the things, so I continued doing it as much as I could.
Yeah. And so it's contingent upon you, though. You took the initiative. You found out about what mechatronics engineering was. You wanted to get involved, and so you learned about it, and you just went full force into it.
definitely. If you can find, if I had any tip for anyone out there who's trying to find what they want to do, if you have a hobby and if you can turn your hobby into a business or a way to make money and make a living,
yeah,
that's what you want to work towards.
Absolutely. So you're so wise for 10th grade, 14 years old. Man, I love it. I love it. And you just have such a bright future ahead. Madison, thank you so much for stopping by our table and sharing your story and updating us on what RoboChicks is doing.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And if someone wanted to learn more about RoboChicks, just learn about what you guys are doing, any competitions are upcoming, is there a way we can do that?
Absolutely. You can actually find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at RoboChicks or RoboChicks Robotics.
Perfect. All right. Well, Madison, thank you so much. And we will be right back at WitConnect 2018.